There are a few things that are staples for real estate agents as they build their business. You have to have buyer inventory at some point, and depends on your business plan, you probably want listing inventory. The one thing that we all should have, besides our friends and family sending us business, but they don't always do that. Why? Because they're not in the business of property acquisition, which means each agent is part of their business plan. A staple would be, do you have a stable of investors? There are investors who flip properties. There are investors that wholesale them. There are investors that, of course, rent properties. And a lot of investors are wannabes and they don't close on properties. So it's a matter of knowing how to build a portfolio. And you can say, each year, can I gain, let's say, you know, $50,000 in commissions based on having a portfolio of investors? So where are you right now as far as going to networking events where there's investors or joining clubs? By the way, what's the one thing an investor wants and one thing an investor doesn't want? That's a realtor coming up to saying, can you list your properties with me? Or you know, all they want you to do is bring them deals, not just any property. You have to know the numbers, and we'll cover that in a different training. But you have to know what's an attractive thing to put in front of several investors, because if you just put it in front of one and the person says, nah, I don't think so, or they really lowball the seller, somebody else, it may fit based on the asking price. It may fit that investor's model. So where are you right now in your portfolio? What are you doing deliberately in order to attract more investors? Again, we'll cover more of this in some of the training, but this was just to kind of ask you a question. Is that a priority for you to have an investor portfolio? Because we believe it's a staple.